I am Plante on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The second G-Day is this Sunday, the 2nd of November. It's a social movement where girls can attend day-long events that promote self-esteem and leadership for girls aged 10 to 12. Joining me now is Madeline Shaw, the social entrepreneur is the founder of G-Day, and I'll get her to tell us about what happens and who G-Day is for. It'll be at UBC. Visit gdayforgirls.com for more information. Madeline Shaw is the founder of Lunapads, and she joins me from here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Madeline Shaw. Ms. Shaw, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So why G-Day? Well, what was happening, say, I don't know, in your own life, but in our society and our culture, that compelled you to found this?
Yeah, great question. So actually, it goes back to an idea I had when I was an adolescent girl myself. I really felt like the idea of becoming an adult, of going through puberty and all the sort of changes that were starting to occur, was fascinating and wonderful, and I was so excited about it. It seemed almost magical to me that I was going to get to become an adult woman, and I was so excited. But when it actually happened, even though, you know, I understood on a physiological level what was going on, it just felt like nothing happened, like it was just kind of a non-event. And even though I don't think I would have even had the vocabulary to have asked my mom or my family for some kind of recognition or celebration of that, it was inside my heart, I guess, for lack of a better way to express it. And you know what? The dream never left me, and for various reasons, it came back to me in my mid-40s. And maybe it's because I have a 9-year-old daughter myself, and I just got inspired to create this event because it feels like there's all kinds of really great programming for girls these days that's kind of education-based, and so there's great fitness programs for girls, and there's great body science education programs for girls in the schools and that kind of thing, but I really became intrigued by the notion of a community-based rite of passage. And so actually creating this celebration event that's secular and taking place in an urban setting and kind of hearkening back to what I've now discovered is a very long ancient tradition of rite of passage, coming of age celebrations that have occurred throughout history and in a multitude of cultures.
So I was 12, 20 years ago. And so, you know, I don't know if I've grown up yet, but I certainly remember what those years were like. And I mean, growing up, whether you're a guy or a girl, is pretty tough. I'm assuming if you're a girl, there are a lot more challenges to it. What do you find that girls need at that age? And how does G-Day sort of address those needs?
Sure. So the single most powerful determinant for a girl's overall, like, success in life is to have positive self-esteem. And you think it might be something like, you know, education or whether or not her parents are together or something like that, but actually it's not. It's positive self-esteem. And kind of the building blocks of that, or there's multiple components to it, but one of the key things is something called connectedness, which is where a girl develops a sense of her own identity as being valued in society in a way that is not just like the primary identification through parents. And so it can look like lots of things. I mean, it can look like volunteer activities or, you know, babysitting or looking after animals. But in this case, G-Day, being seen and being witnessed in by a large community of other girls and adults who are kind of seeing her and witnessing her and honoring her as she enters this very, very challenging phase of life. You know, the flip side of the excitement around it is that it's been statistically shown that girls after around age 10, their self-esteem takes a nosedive. They stop putting their hand up in class as much. They stop competing in sports as much. And so what we're really trying to accomplish with G-Day is giving them a really big, I would say primarily emotional and experiential hit to support their self-esteem.
And that obviously builds into, I mean, if you have self-esteem, you can take on leadership roles, you know, or not necessarily, you know, big leadership roles, but certainly, you know, leadership roles within the community, within the home, within the classroom. Do you find that they're getting kids these days mixed messages from, oh, I don't know, the media or their peers even, and this is contributing to the lack of self-esteem, say, that young people have?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, there's no shortage of examples of, you know, highly sexualized images of girls in the media, of girls. Basically, the message that they start to get around this 10 to 12 age is that they are valued primarily for their appearance. And that plays out across, you know, pop stars and magazines and movies, and, you know, there's no shortage of examples of it. And so what we need to do is get in there and counteract it and give them messages that are saying, you know, we value you for your creativity, for being a great friend, for being smart, for trying hard, for being a leader, for, you know, umpteen other things that have nothing to do with how what they look like. And the culture of social comparison and competition that the girls can are about to enter cannot be overstated. You know, in the world, modern world of social media, it's effectively what it's all about. How many friends do you have? How many likes do you have? And it's a really huge challenge for girls. So I feel like if you can kind of give them a real life experience that isn't happening on a screen, that isn't happening on a website somewhere, where they're actually in a room, you know, at the last G-Day we had 250 girls. This one's going to be a little bit smaller for various reasons. To have this really powerful experience. And the other thing, what's happening in their brains is they're starting to load up emotional memories in a place called the amygdala, which becomes very much opened up during adolescence. And so giving them this really powerful, wonderful, positive real-life experience that basically gives them the message that they are absolutely fantastic and perfect just the way they are, that they don't need to be wearing makeup and they don't need to lose weight and they don't need to, you know, be prettier or anything like that. It's a really, really valuable, really positive experience for the girls.
And then did you find from your research, say, or your science or experience even, that if you don't get at them at this age, you've lost them?
To a certain extent, yeah. I mean, I'm not truly a social scientist, so I just do know that this period of adolescence, which actually starts around 10 and doesn't end until we're around 19, this notion of the amygdala taking in these emotional memories is really, it's more highly active than in any other period of our lives. So I think there's a pretty big window into which, you know, you have the opportunity to sort of pour positive energy, if you will. But the girls, you know, they're just cusping on puberty, and it is such a powerful time in life, and it's of uncertainty as well. You know, it's like, what is happening to my body? What are these new feelings I'm having? You know, they're changing schools, they're heading into high school and things. So I think it's a great time to reach them, because it's a time of where self-doubt starts to set in and a lot of judgment starts to set in. So the more, you know, the better they can feel about themselves to carry themselves through that, the better off they are.
So tell us about some of the people who'll be there on November 2nd. They're the people that they'll be listening to, that they'll be hearing. There's all sorts of, there's speakers, and then I understand that there's dance and music, and that's a component of it all, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so the dancing was actually the number one most popular activity that we had at the first G-Day, with a woman called Tree Walsh. Her real name is Teresa, but she goes by the nickname Tree. And part of that has to do with her height and her extraordinary presence. So she's a really powerful kind of dance leader, and one of her core messages is, you know, when we dance, we can feel a little bit self-conscious, but if somebody sort of gives us the message that there's no possible way to get it wrong, then, you know, there's just this kind of sense of liberation and even euphoria, like the feeling of these couple hundred girls all dancing together at the last G-Day was remarkable. So we'll be doing that again. And we'll also be doing some yoga with a woman who is quite well known for programming yoga for girls in Vancouver, called Alex Mazarul. Mm-hmm. And she's the founder of Girlvana Yoga, and she was a huge hit last time too. And otherwise, we've changed up the speakers from last time. We wanted to get as many girls as we as wanted to come again from the first one, so we're doing a slightly different content. A really interesting woman called Erin Treloar, who's the founder of something called Raw Beauty Talks, is coming to talk to the girls about body image, and she's got a really powerful story to share, a personal story about her own journey with coming up against some really serious challenges in terms of her own body and eating disorders. And she's also created this really incredible social change project through Raw Beauty, where she takes pictures of adult women primarily, but without any makeup. And so just it really has this powerful message to share about self-acceptance at whatever you look like and whatever your size is and that kind of thing. And so I think she'll be really, really fantastic. We also have a wonderful friend of mine called Monica Morong, and she's a conscious mom rapper, which means that, well, she's got three kids, she's a mom, And she's kind of taken it upon herself. She loves hip hop and rap music, and she's a remarkable performer and writer. And but she doesn't like the rap music that has misogynist lyrics and violent lyrics and that kind of thing. So she's created a whole body of work that is basically what she loosely called conscious, and basically meaning positive and family friendly and inclusive, and with all kinds of really powerful messages about social change. And so she is going to be performing, and she is so amazing. I can't wait to see her. So those are a couple of examples of, we look for, you know, young women with really great stories about leadership, but also overcoming challenges. And, the whole thing under it all is to present a diverse range of role models with different stories. A couple of the girls who are presenting are going to be talking about being first-generation Canadians and, you know, what was it like to deal with, coming to terms with their parents' legacy from other countries and parts of the world, and then growing up in Canada, and how did that affect their choices, and how did it influence them.
So how does this work? If someone's listening to us and they have a 10 to 12-year-old, that they think would be ideal to attend this, do they go on the website and then they can sign up that way?
Yeah, I think the best place to go is gdayforgirls.com, and then that way they can get a sense of the timing and how the day unfolds, and then from there, there's direct links over to the Chan Center, where that's where they buy the actual tickets, and so that's really prominent on the site. The other great thing that I'd like to mention about this G-Day has to do, and this does go back to it's one thing to buy a ticket for a girl, but a lot of parents after the last one came to us and said, geez, you know, I really wish there had been something like this for me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And which is a pretty interesting thing, and basically expressed that they would have liked to have been able to attend G-Day with their daughters, which is a wonderful thing. And so for this G-Day, we've built in a special hour and a half long program at the end of the day, starting at 2:30, so the girls are on their own until then, and then the people we call champions, and champions is just a nice way of saying, you know, parents and guardians, but anybody who's really a champion for these girls, and that could be, you know, aunties and uncles or godparents or grandparents or, you know, special babysitters or whoever, can come as well and join the girls and participate in the event as well. So that is really, really exciting, and so they can learn more about that on the website as well.
So this is the second time you've done this. From the first time, did you hear from any of the girls, and did they tell you what they got out of it?
Yeah, I mean, the girls, you know, some of them, it was just fun, you know, for them, but I mean, a lot of fun in a very, very distinctive way. Other ones said that they learned a lot about self-esteem and about confidence, and essentially that there's a great video that was made at the last G-Day, and one of the girls really, really articulates it beautifully, and she says, you know, I learned that it's okay just to be exactly who I am, and I also learned that I'm not alone anymore. And I thought that was a really beautiful way of putting it, because, you know, as parents, we can get in there with our kids, and we want the best for them, and it's still just us, you know what I mean? But I think there's something unique about getting into a fairly large group and inspiring the girls that way. And it reminds me of the African proverb that it takes a village to raise a child. And essentially what we're trying to do at G-Day is create that village, if only for a day, but with other girls and parents and people who are just really excited about and really, really pulling for these girls.
And I guess that speaks to the importance that all family members have, not just mothers and say, aunts, but uncles and guys, you know, the big brothers and the sort, that they do have a part to play in, say, in influencing the younger people in their lives in a positive way.
Absolutely.
And I think we forget that in our society, don't we?
I think we do, and you know, we've been very intentional around, you know, some people are like, well, can only moms come? And we're like,
yeah.
No. I mean, in fact, you know, there's plenty of girls that are being raised by their dads, right? And so, but I think, you know, maybe what you're pointing to is sort of the universal experience of adolescence. Like, we all go through that time in life, and it's tough. You know, ask any adult and say, hey, you know, what do you remember about, the, you know, starting puberty and that kind of part of life? And there'll be a story there. And it won't necessarily be a good one. There's stuff around being confused or feeling ashamed or foolish or, you know, out of sorts. And but if you really, I just think it's a time in life that's so special. Like, we honor so many other key life transitions, you know, when we get married or we have babies. And, you know, and even when we die, when babies are born. But this transition from childhood into adolescence is arguably, I mean, possibly the most important one. You know, we're stepping out of our childhoods and into this huge, like, the rest of our lives, and we kind of let it go, and we don't do anything. And so G-Day is a way to say, okay, let's stop for a day, and let's find out what's special about this, and let's see if there's an opportunity to really to do some positive personal growth work for girls and for adults alike.
And adults who do attend, they can learn a thing or two, and perhaps even learn how to talk to young people about serious matters like sex, say.
Yeah, I mean, very much so, and thanks for raising that, because there is, as part of the program in the afternoon, is there's a facilitated intergenerational conversation where the champions and the girls, it's a program with some very, very thoughtful questions that they ask one another, because these conversations can be hard to have, you know, and it's hard to find the time, and it's hard to feel, you know, ready sometimes, but actually, you know, being able to, for the parents to be able to talk about what it was like for them to be the girls' age, and for the girls to feel like they're in a safe space to, you know, maybe come up with some ideas about how they could feel better understood or supported by their champions, is essentially what we're trying to do.
Madeline, this sounds like a fascinating event, even though I don't have a 10 or 12-year-old in my life. I'm sure the people listening just do. And they'll look to your website and see what they can get out of this for November 2nd. All the best with this, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Joseph.
GDayForGirls.com. That's all one word. GDayForGirls.com is the website. For more, Madeline Shaw, its founder, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.